Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's President and CEO, Tansley Stern, podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show.
Nakiso Studio Lounge interviews brought to you by PSCU Co-op Solutions, Trisend, Envisant, Typhoon, Bonafide, CU Healthcare Pay Card, and CU Next Gen. Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our continued coverage of the 2024 Nakiso Network here in beautiful Orlando, Florida. And look who we have in the studio lounge, the winner of the Next Big Idea competition, Sisi from KSAP. How are you, sir?
Elated, honestly.
I bet you are.
I'm excited also to be here. Like, couldn't have been here without all the support people gave me. Honestly, it's not a lone person journey.
Fantastic.
And it's all about people helping people.
You got that right. You're in the right room for that type of stuff. So tell me a little bit about KSAP. What do you guys do, and what's the technology all about?
Yeah. So KSAP is all about essentially enabling people, especially members, when they face fraud or disputes. And it's all about just how does the credit union reaffirm the faith that members put in them. And I'll give you an example.
Sure.
I wake up, I see a $50 transaction on my card, I don't recognize it.
Right.
What do? I want to reach out to my credit union.
Yeah.
It's a very frustrating experience.
It is.
And it just takes a lot of time, and this builds a lot of member anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what I love calling seminal moments. And I learned this from WSCCU, because I was visiting them last week, where it's so critical, and it's a moment when the member wants to know, you have my back. And that's what KSAP does.
Okay.
It allows members to have self-service experiences where they can just easily report disputes, say at 1 a.m.
Right.
Because, you know, fraud never sleeps. It can happen at noon.
Oh, yeah.
It can
happen
at 3 a.m. It can happen at 5 a.m. And two, enables the team at the credit union to essentially process disputes much faster. So instead of a member having to wait 10 days for an outcome, they can get it instantly, or they can get it in 2 days.
Oh, wow. Okay. So how does it work from a member perspective? Because you mentioned self-service or self-serve.
Yeah.
So how does it work? Do they just kind of do it themselves, or how does that whole process work? How does it so quick and easy and painless, so to speak?
That's a great question, and it doesn't come for free. So we integrate with the core and the online digital app, and so if a member sees a transaction they don't recognize, they can tap on it, get expanded information, because you know, sometimes maybe I went to a truck stop 2 weeks ago, and the transaction shows up in my
statement.
You
have no idea what it is.
Yeah. So we actually provide enrichment, where instead of garbled letters, you can actually see it was this truck stop at this location, and you decide, did I make this or not?
Yeah.
But let's say it's completely unauthorized. You can just go through a questionnaire, self-directed, fill out the necessary information, click submit, boom, it goes into the KSAP system.
Really?
And we also give you a self-service portal where you can actually see what's the status of my claim, do I need to provide additional evidence, and what is the estimated ETA?
Okay.
And this is a sharp contrast, because when I talk to a bank for disputes, it's so painful.
I just did this 2 weeks ago. Yeah,
oh, really?
For sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
This is why it's fresh in my mind.
they in fact sent me a letter 2 weeks later saying, hey, please fax this or drop this off at a bank.
Fax? Are you kidding me?
Yeah. They gave me a fax number, or I had to physically drop it. I couldn't scan it or email it back.
Oh my God.
So it's so painful, right? Because everything is great, but when you run into trouble, you're not kind of left on your own, trying to self-manage this awful, painful process.
Yeah. Wow. So how did you think that? What kind of sparked this idea? Obviously, maybe personal experience, where a lot of great inventions come from, but what sparked this idea?
Yeah, so interestingly enough, I joined Chime right about COVID, and so what was fascinating was that initially when the stimulus checks went out, there was a boom in transaction volume, because a lot of people were spending on their cards, but it was short-lived, because when transaction volume goes five times up, fraud goes up 10 times up.
Yeah.
And so we were thinking at Chime, hey, do we need to hire 10 more times more people? But that's super inefficient. So let's just build a system internally. And so that's where essentially I got the idea of building KSAP, because at Chime, we didn't want to build this. We wanted to focus on enabling our customers in the front office, solving all their needs, marketing and trying to get new customers, instead of like building software. And the reason we bought it internally was we couldn't find anything on the market. And so once I did that at Chime, I said, wait, there have to be other people facing this problem. And funnily enough, my co-founder, she used to work at Robinhood. And so she experienced GameStop, if you saw that.
She
was sleeping way fewer hours than I was. And they also had a disputes problem. And they were having the same problem. And so for us, it was just a light bulb moment.
Mm-hmm.
Different companies, Robinhood is in capital markets.
Yeah.
Chime is more consumer.
Right.
Why not just build a solution for everyone?
Exactly.
So that people can focus on the fun member bonding experiences versus actually just spending time on just OPEX back office.
Yeah, because we're all getting more to the self-service mode of service, basically.
Yeah.
I mean, when I see like a kiosk where I can go check myself out at the grocery store or wherever, I'm there. So this is, you know, this is built for me.
Somebody like mine. That's the fascinating thing. When consumer appetites have been really influenced by all the apps. So when someone has an issue with DoorDash or an Uber, they bring that same expectation to service to the credit union app. Because they're like, wait, it's all digital. What do you mean you can't resolve this in 5 minutes?
Right.
I had an issue with Uber. I had an issue with my airline. Yeah. And I was able to resolve it in the app.
Right.
And so
right.
for members,
right.
what they see is just an experience that needs to be managed.
Right.
It doesn't matter the industry or vertical.
Now, is this just for financial institutions? Can it be used in other areas as well? Or what's the plan here with this?
Just financial institutions for starters.
Okay.
I think we want to expand, essentially from disputes and fraud, expand into more back office operations.
Okay.
Credit score disputes, account takeover handling, and I think over time grow beyond just financial services to other industries as well.
Okay.
So
yeah,
we're just starting small, then
I
and the right
I know,
to expand.
I see this, you got this. You got this. What's your background? Because you mentioned you work for Chime, right?
Yes.
So what? I mean, what's your background? Obviously, working in financial tech, fintech, programming, computer. I don't know. What's your background?
Yeah. So I actually grew up in Nairobi, Kenya. Mm-hmm. Then came to the U.S. for college, and so I studied at Dartmouth, and it was my first time experiencing winter. I didn't know. People usually tour their colleges. I just applied to Dartmouth early decision. No, I just showed up, and I said. You know what, first 2 minutes is like, this is like the movies, and then like, no, this is miserable. It's getting cold.
Yeah.
And so at Dartmouth, I studied computer science. And so after I graduated, I had two things I wanted to solve for. One is better climate.
Yes.
Two is I wanted to work in tech. But the problem is that I didn't want to do programming.
Yeah.
And so I ended up moving to the Bay Area and joined Facebook as a product manager.
Oh, okay.
And so that's how I actually met my co-founder, Shanti.
Okay.
So it's been, you know, just like a long journey of knowing each other,
right.
being colleagues, and finally doing a startup together.
Right on.
And so I was at Facebook, but I always knew my personal roadmap was to eventually build my own company.
Yeah.
And so I was at Facebook for about 3 years. Then I said, hey, does staying here enable me to get to where I need to be? Not really, if I'm going to be a Facebook lifer.
Yeah.
And so that's when I actually left Facebook and joined Instacart. And I think then it was just more of exploring what's in the startup space, you know, how do you build things when everything's on fire?
Yeah.
And you don't have, you know, the monies of a Google or Facebook.
Yeah.
And it was really interesting, honestly. But I realized I don't want to work in the gig economy space. It was just hard, especially when COVID hit.
Oh,
so I had a double whammy because I was at Instacart, COVID started, order volume was up 7 times. And people are sleeping, you know, 0 hours because you're trying to get orders to nursing homes, to hospitals. And then I leave Instacart. Then I go to Chime. I think, okay, things are going to be fine. Nope. Stimulus checks start going out.
Yeah.
And so it just became very interesting in terms of just learning from different industries.
Yeah.
And I think at some point at Chime, I said, wait, I think I've learned enough. And, you know, the only thing stopping me is fear in itself. And so talk to Shanti, we figured out, hey, let's just do this now. If you don't do this now, we'll never do it.
Yeah.
And we just started KSAP.
Right, and how long ago was that?
So that was a year and 2 months ago.
Okay, oh my gosh.
So you pretty young.
Brand new.
I know.
Oh, I love it. I love it. All right, man. Well, anything else here? Congrats, obviously. I love the concept. I love the practicality of it. And I can't wait to see credit unions start signing up for this because I think they're going to.
Thank you.
It's not already. I think you have a lot of fans in that room
after
your presentation. So yeah, well done, sir.
Thank you.
Anything else to add to wrap up before you do your tour of the room here?
The last thing I'll just say, you know, if you want to radically change your members' experiences with fraud or disputes or chargebacks, reach out to KSAP.
All right.
I think for us, a lot of people say that technology first, we're empathy first. We put the member in our shoes, or we try to understand what exactly would a member want to see.
Love it.
And also what the back office would want to see to be productive.
I'm calling my credit union tomorrow and saying, you gotta check these guys out.
All right, might send you a referral bonus.
Okay, all right, hey, done deal, man, done deal. All right, congratulations,
so
well deserved, and look forward to chatting with you again. I think we will, because
I appreciate it.
I think you guys are gonna take off from here, so good stuff.
Thank you.
Well done, sir. Winner, well done.
Nakiso Studio Lounge interviews brought to you by PSU Co-op Solutions, Trisen, and Visint, Typhoon, Bonafide, CU Healthcare Pay Card, and CU NextGen.
A quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stearns, podcast, Despite Impossible.